Time now for Swiss Up with Dario. Hello, Dario.
Hello, Mark.
Now, Dario, today we're going to take a look at something which is very relevant, very topical. We're talking about security of Switzerland and its defence strategy. Now, of course, with the war that's going on in Ukraine, it's actually led, Dario, for many people in power to actually maybe think a rethink for Swiss defence policy is now required.
Yes, the conflict in Eastern Europe has obviously sent a shockwave through the Swiss society and the political arena, as much as probably in any other European country, and it has put the security question back on the agenda more than at any moment since the early 90s.
Okay, so what has been the reaction in the political arena?
Well, in response to what is happening in Ukraine, the Swiss People's Party and the Liberal Democrats, so the two big right-wing parties in Switzerland, are asking to increase the army's budget, the annual budget, from 5 to 7 billion Swiss francs. So that would be about 0.94% of annual GDP. Even the Social Democrats are now revisiting their security policy. That's quite astonishing. For them, disarmament of tanks and even artillery are no longer an option, according to Social Democratic members of the Parliament's Security Commission, with some of them even openly admitting that they were wrong about their assessment of possible future threats, in particular in that they said and many assumed that there would never be a need for tanks or artillery anymore because we're beyond that kind of warfare. However, that doesn't mean Social Democrats are now in favor of expanding the army's budget. And Matthias Mayer, the president of the Social Democrats, for example, has already expressed her opposition to the idea of increasing the budget. In an interview with the news platform Swiss Info, she stated that while she can understand the request as a first emotional reaction to what's going on in Ukraine, she believes that it is very important to avoid being drawn into an arms race now.
I mean, but I think when it comes to the Social Democrats, I think it's fair there's a very, let's say, animated internal conversation going on in that party right now.
Yes, yes, definitely.
So what does the government say about the proposal to increase the military budget?
Well, in an interview granted to the Sunday newspaper Sonntagszeitung this last Sunday, Swiss Defence Minister Viola Amherd said that in her view, Switzerland has to seriously rethink its defence strategy and modernise its military equipment. In this context, she also said that an extension of the army's budget is an option for her. However, rather than adding 2 billion a year immediately, she advocates a gradual increase over the coming years to make sure that the additional money is well allocated.
So she's basically saying, don't panic, isn't she?
Don't panic. Don't panic. Yeah. Yes, let's modernize, but let's do it in a sensible manner and not just throw money at the issue.
Right. Now, I know, though, there's been a big question mark all about, of course, Swiss neutrality and how the Ukrainian situation could in fact change that. Many questions were raised about how neutral is it for Switzerland to impose sanctions. Mm-hmm. Many people say it fits with neutrality. Some people disagree with that. But I have been seeing some debate about NATO. Now, should Switzerland ever join NATO? Is a question.
Well, this is not about my opinion, obviously, but I think it is very unlikely, and many would agree that Switzerland will ever join NATO, because that would mean the definitive end of Swiss neutrality, right? Because joining a military alliance, that is really, it's a no-go for a neutral country. In her interview with the Sonntagszeitung, the defense minister also said that it would be too expensive for Switzerland to join NATO, since that would oblige the country to spend 2% of its annual GDP on its defense, whereas now it's more like around 0.67% of the Swiss GDP that goes into the army. So about three times more Switzerland would have to spend on the army than it currently does. All the while, the defense minister emphasizes the importance for Switzerland to increase its military collaboration with its neighboring countries, because of course there is no denying that NATO or not NATO, if Switzerland was attacked by anyone, that would mean most likely, because we're assuming that it's not going to be a neighboring country, most likely it would be by some foreign power that then already would have had to traverse a NATO country before they would arrive at Switzerland's frontier. And by that time, there would have probably already been some kind of a nuclear war. And then, yes, Switzerland's defense, again, would look very differently, or would maybe not help much at all. So the discourse here is really that Switzerland, as a non-NATO country, should have some kind of self-defense capacity, so that it doesn't just free ride on the premises that, well, basically we're surrounded by NATO countries and that's our defense shield.
Right.
So of that, people say, yes, Switzerland should be able to defend itself in some way.
Yeah,
In what way? That's the big question.
Exactly. But I did see some of the debate. There was some debate, though, about, yes, of course, not joining NATO. I agree. I mean, that's very unlikely. However, closer cooperation with NATO, some interoperability between the weapon systems and things like that, that's certainly a possibility. And, of course, as someone pointed out, Swiss neutrality is over if Switzerland gets attacked. It will then ally itself with friendly nations in that respect.
Of course, yeah.
But let's look at this issue with the fighter jets. Now, I've got in the news today, it's being questioned about the delay in buying the fighter jets. But this has got the plans, of course, for Switzerland to buy F-35 jets from the Americans. How is this the situation in Ukraine affecting that debate right now?
Well, there has been a little bit of a controversy around that question of fighter jets last week. As listeners may know, just as a little wrap-up maybe, Switzerland plans to acquire 36 American F-35 fighter jets. However, currently left-wing parties and the Group for a Switzerland Without an Army are collecting signatures for a referendum against this particular fighter jet model. And now in an interview granted to the Swiss public television last week, the defense minister said that one thing that would be important for Switzerland's defense in the current context would be the withdrawal of that referendum. Because if it was withdrawn, obviously, then the purchase, the acquisition of this these fighter jets could move forward more rapidly, which would be an advantage because right now, with the current global security situation changed, many other countries are likely to want to purchase some of these jets. Also, if Switzerland doesn't sign the contract quickly, then other countries might get their jets first, and Switzerland's all fighter jets, they're soon becoming obsolete and have to be replaced by the horizon of by 2030, around that year. Otherwise, there will be like a Swiss air defense gap if those new jets don't arrive. So yes, the defense minister is pressing for the initiators of this referendum to basically stop collecting signatures and so that this purchase can move ahead.
Right. Now, of course, that interestingly, though, that comment in itself, saying that initiative, that collection of the signatures should stop, that comment in itself is somewhat controversial.
Yes, the people at the origin of the referendum, they didn't appreciate it at all that a member of the government would express their opposition to a referendum while the signatures are still being collected. They even accused Viola Amherd of attacking Swiss democracy, democratic rights, by suggesting that a vote should better not take place at all. And it has to be said that, but it has to be said, no, sorry, and it has to be said that it is rather unlikely for a member of the government to express their opinion on a referendum so early on in the process, so while the signatures are still being collected. But in Viola Amherd's defense, it can be expected that in the current context, it is very unlikely that the Swiss people will reject the purchase of the F-35 fighter jets. So I can see how to her the referendum seems to just delay an inevitable purchase at a time when many feel Switzerland should do more for its defense. So yes. I can sort of see why she would suggest that, because, yes, Well,
that vote is going to pass.
It's yes. always hard to predict the future, but I wouldn't be surprised if at least 60% of the population would say, let's go ahead with this. Because it also has to be said that there was already a vote. The Swiss population has already voted in favor of the principle of purchasing new fighter jets. So Swiss people are good with new fighter jets.
Yes.
What this vote is about is the particular model of American F-35 fighter jets that certain people think is not the optimal model for the defense of Switzerland, and also others think Switzerland shouldn't have purchased American fighter jets and should have preferred European, French, or German fighter jets. So this is about this model, and so I think it's not very likely that people are going to say, no, actually, that's the wrong model. We just want another model of fighter jets.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that vote currently is very likely to pass, as you say. Right. Anyway, Dario, there you go. We've got a major debate going on in Switzerland about how Switzerland should handle its defence following the Ukrainian war. So, Dario, many thanks for that. That was Dario there at Swiss Up. If you want to hear more of Dario, you can always go to our website, of course, and you can hear that episode again on worldradio.ch/Swiss Up.